Wrestling coverage on Thunder Country KIIC brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin, by Benton Place Apartments, and Boyle and Henderson, PC. Also by Sheraton Vision Center, Dan and Pat Johnson, by Eastern Iowa Tire, and Goffin Nash, Napa Auto Parts, by Harold Trailer Sales, and Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty, by the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, and by Motor Inn of Knoxville, by People's State Bank, Sinclair Tractor, Summers Car Credit, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, by Wirtz Concrete and your Albia Hy-Vee, by Belzer Equipment and Bluff Creek Archery, also by Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, GNP Insurance, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, Crazy Metal Art, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, by Morton Buildings, Penn Central Mall, by Quality Ag, Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Zapital Spraying Service. And good morning and welcome, everyone, to the 98th annual Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. We are live high atop the mats in high fidelity on Thunder Country KIIC, and let the action begin. Joe Millage, Kevin Cochran, and we've got Russ Oker, Matt Side, helping us out this morning. We've got Travis T-Zap Zapital down there as well. Where in the world is Waldo? Where's Jason Summers? Well, he's in Hawaii, apparently. Where in the world is Joe Sinclair? He's finding a parking space. Hey, Kevin Cochran, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Exciting day.
It's an exciting day, and lo and behold, look what the cat dropped in just as we go to airtime. Our buddy Joe Sinclair, he's going to get all set and get dressed for this big day, but we've got a big day coming up today.
We do. We're going to start off with the Class 2A. We got wrestlers in every weight class but one, so just going down real quick, you got Matthew Lewis of Centerville will be right up, along with Landon Fenton of PCM at 106, 113, Brody Beck, or Brock Beck of Grinnell, Nathaniel Giabana of Centerville, a couple of young good freshmen from Centerville, Tyler Landgravy from Eddyville-Blakesburg at 120, Aiden Reeves, kind of excited to see this wrestler, bringing his 46-0 record, the number one ranked wrestler in the state.
He is one of 22 with an unblemished record, one of 17 looking to repeat for his state title.
At 126, Devon Goring of Davis County. Caden Kozarich also at 126 from Centerville, sophomore, 39-5 on the year. Gabe Rupke, Sheraton, 132. Sheraton's lone qualifier, bringing in a 29-3 returning state place winner, I believe. 138, Kobe Toole from PCM, 145, Tiger Terpstra, the fourth wrestler from Centerville, the senior, with a 32-8 record. We'll have nobody at 152, 160, Wes Cummings from PCM, the number two ranked wrestler on the year. 170, Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, the junior. Lucas Rowland, the junior from PCM, the number two ranked wrestler in the state.
Wow.
182, Jaron Trausch from PCM, number seven ranked wrestler. Ben Mason of Albia, the senior, 43-7 on the year. 220, Chase Bellin, Knoxville, 42-7. And heavyweight from Fairfield, Brendan Lunsford, the number six ranked wrestler. It's going to be kind of exciting because you got Centerville and you got PCM, both with four wrestlers here that are highly ranked. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can stay in that top 10, top five team race throughout this tournament.
2A is up first. You win, you don't wrestle till tomorrow. You lose, you wrestle before noon. So Sheraton, Centerville, Albia, all these schools, PCMs, and several others that will be bringing you action throughout the day. As we look down right now at the mats, there's eight mats down here. It is going to be fast and furious, and it is why 74,000 people will come over the next 3 days and attend this exciting, passion-filled event. Before we go to Travis Zapital down Matt's side to see his view down live on the floor, let's go first to, well, we just added some staff. We added Russ W. Oker. Kevin, how did you get this guy?
I've tried to keep him away, but he just likes to get his nose right back into that broadcasting mic.
We're fine with that. We love Russ W. Oker helping us out this morning, and he's down in the tunnel on the Matt's side mic, brought to you by Morton Buildings. Russ, what do you got for us?
I got Coach Darren Carson, Centerville Big Reds, one of the Big Red assistants. Coach, you can sense the tension and the nerves down here. We're getting ready to go. Do you still feel it in your stomach?
Oh, as a coach, it just drives you nuts because you hope do you prepare them to wrestle? Because once they hit the mat, there's not much we can do. And I think they're ready to roll. They've had a, they've looked good this morning drilling. Got a good night's sleep. They're looking good.
You want me to go? All right, Matthew Lewis is going to be on mat two, and I think Darren Carson's going to be with him. Nathaniel Genovani will be out there right away as well at 113. Matthew Lewis did not get any breaks by his first round draw. Number two, Lewis versus number three, Zelmet in the first round. A lot of folks would think this might be a semifinal type match right here in the first round.
Well, we're looking at it as long as Matthew's on his game and he's attacking the way Matthew wrestles, we're looking at starting our day off right, setting a tone right away. Matthew going to work his offense, and hopefully that's going to lead us through the rest of the morning.
Genovania's got a match that he's pretty good favored in. Looking at his bracket, there's no reason to think he's not a favorite all the way, at least to the semifinals. Caden Kozarich probably the same. Tiger Terpstra's going to have his hands full today.
Yeah, we like you said, and listening to you guys on the pitch last night with all those three lower guys, we're really pretty content whether they drew in. Other than Matthew, you know, he's got that 2-3 matchup today, but we're confident in him. Matthew's confident. We don't see, I see a little nerves in these guys, but they've been on big stages. Caden's been here. Tiger's going to have to wrestle Tiger's match. That's what it comes down to. We watched his guy last night wrestling the duels. We've seen a couple of his matches. We kind of know what he's good at, what to look for, so we're hoping to wrestle a smart match with him.
All right, we're minutes away from the start of this action. Let's send it back to the booth.
All right, thank you very much. Russ Oker down on the Morton Buildings wireless mat side. Mike, good job loud and clear out of you. Before I hand the headset over to the voice of Thunder Country Wrestling, Joe Sinclair, Travis T. Zap Zapital, he's on the Zapital Spraying Service wireless microphone. Travis, I know you're going to have eagle eyes at weight class 120 this morning in 2A.
Yeah, well, we're going to wait here for Aiden Reeves to come out here at 120 pounds. And we expect Aiden to come out here and just wrestle the way Aiden does. We'll hope to see a quick takedown clinic here at 120 pounds.
Joe, we're in for an exciting day here.
Hey, day we are one. On air, day one, rocking and rolling at the Well, Wells Fargo, the venue for the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Here we are, Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, Coach Kevin Cochran, Travis Zapital, got Brockman here. Man, we got a great crowd, and we're going to bring you some live wrestling action here in about 5 minutes, folks.
And no Jason Summers this year.
And everybody, give a shout-out to Jason on his personal media, if you can find him there. He's very hard to find on social media, but give a shout-out to our man, Jason. So this is going to be a total amateur show for you here, folks, because we have no professional broadcasters up here at Wells Fargo bringing you this live wrestling action. We got great sponsors bringing it to you. It is going to be a great 3 days of wrestling. Right now, we got the 2A action coming right at you. You know, we've got Tyler Landgrebe is going to be right out there in just a couple of minutes. We've got a lot of good matches going to be coming your way here from Wells Fargo Arena live 2018 High School Wrestling Action Championships for the Iowa High School. A tough year went in for all these grapplers that are up here today, Kevin, and it takes a lot to get here.
Oh, absolutely it does. And, you know, you look back on some of the districts. I kind of broke down the districts. Wrestlers are getting ready to declare the mats here. But, you know, you look at it and Albia, Eddyville district, probably the toughest in the state. So you come out of that district, you're probably looking at being on the stand here. I mean, it was tough.
Well, I like, you know, you look at Ben Mason coming up here, district runner-up. I'd like his chances in the first round against the district champion from up north.
Yeah, you know, and kind of the same thing. You know, Matthew Lewis wrestled the number one ranked wrestler in the state. So he got second, so now he's wrestling a kid that gets first. But it happens to be the number three. So we got two versus three right out of the chute. They're going to be on mat number two right after the national anthem in about 3 to 4 minutes. And we'll bring you that national anthem. But we have some exciting wrestling today. We're going to start off with class 2A. Then at 1:30, we go into 3A. And I believe at 6 o'clock tonight, we'll wrap it up with the class 1A.
We'll be here with it for you all day, folks. If you're just tuning in here for some classic country sound on 96.7, you can text line here at 641-799-1437. We're going to have the text line going. Kevin Cochran will be monitoring that. We are live on 96.7. It's the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is your local wrestling coverage. And local means if you can hear my voice, call your friends. Let them know that their grapplers are going to be live on the radio. We'll bring you all the live matches that area wrestlers compete in. If you got some friends that are teachers at area schools, let them know. Eddyville, Albia, Sheraton, Centerville. We will have your matches live so you can tune in on 96.7 in your high school, your middle school, your elementary classrooms, and listen to your favorite grappler take to the mat here on 96.7.
And you can also download the Thunderbolt app, get it on your phone, listen to it anywhere. And also you can go to KIIC and listen to it live via the web.
Absolutely. And we got a couple pairs of binoculars up here, folks, because we are high above the mats in high fidelity, about 300 feet above the mats here, from where we are to the farthest mat. So we got binoculars. We will be right on top of all the action from the broadcast booth. And we got Travis Zappel down on the floor bringing you the live action with interviews in the tunnels. And we're just getting ready for the national anthem, Kevin. And it looks like we've got a good lady singing it here for us.
It was selected to sing at the 2017 State Wrestling Tournament.
This is second time they've had this performer give us the national anthem. So this is very good. And we'll bring it live to you, folks. There will be no kneeling going on here.
Valerie Leisure in our national anthem.
Eyes of the daughter we had, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose flushed dreams and bright stars through the perilous night o'er the
gives me goosebumps, Joe.
That is awesome.
Every time.
What a great job. Absolutely fantastic there. All right. It is going to be a ton of fun. Here we go.
So we're going to have Matthew Lewis on mat number two. We're going to have Landon Fenton on mat number four from PCM.
Got Centerville coming at you. And Russ Oker is in the tunnel down there, and we hope to get a good result out of Matthew Lewis here. He's got Keaton Zelmet from Central DeWitt.
Zemet's the number three ranked wrestler, only one loss on the year. This is going to be a big match. It's a big opening match. I'm going to try to keep eyes on some of the other matches so we can kind of see if the wrestler wins, who they're going to be having, and those sort of things. So we got a lot of action. Eight mats right here at Wells Fargo Arena, and we are underway.
Here we go. Matthew Lewis, Centerville. He is on his feet. Neutral position just underway. First period, 106 pounds. Matthew Lewis from Centerville in on a single leg. Has his head to the outside. Tries to drop off to a double. Good sprawl there by Zemet. And Zemet with a sprawl. But Lewis is trying to wrap that up, Kevin. He's got his head on the inside with that single leg. Trying to get his head extracted and dump Zemet for the two-point takedown here.
Zemet's in pretty good, Matthew's in pretty good position here. Zemet's in trouble. He's got to either probably hope for a stalemate or let go and give up the two-point takedown.
If he doesn't let it go, I think Lewis, there's 2 points, and he does give it up. And I think that was a very good job by Zima to give that up, because Matthew Lewis had that arm pinned back behind, and if he could have gotten his head out and shoved that arm forward, it could have been back points. But he's riding tough right now. 1 minute gone here in the first period. 106-pounder, Centerville, Matthew Lewis. I want to thank all those fine folks for listening in down there in Centerville. This broadcast being brought to you by the fine folks at Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville. Now we got a stand up by Zemet, and he will get the escape. Makes the score 2-1. Centerville's Lewis on top, in deep on a single leg. Has his head between the legs, goes in very, very deep, comes out on top, and no points yet. But yes, there's the 2 points, and they're going to be back points for Matthew Lewis. He's got him wrapped up in a headlock. And there's a 2-point near fall to go along with that 2-point takedown. Makes the score 6-1. Matthew Lewis, a scoring machine here, Kevin, in the first period.
That's a very, very good first period. And Matthew's very comfortable on his feet. That's where he likes to be. That's kind of his go-to move. I got to be on my feet. So, yeah, leading 6-1 against number 3 ranked wrestler at the end of the first period. We got 15 seconds left. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Really good performance here by Matthew Lewis. He's got a half Nelson in here on the right-hand side trying to work the arm bar, and he does get that arm bar work, and he's getting back points again. And with 4 seconds to go, he's got him stretched out tight. It's going to be a 3-point near fall, possibly a pin with 1 second to go. He doesn't quite get the fall, but a great 3-point near fall. He's got an 8-point lead right now, Kevin.
9-1 after the first period. Zemet probably didn't see that coming.
That is for sure. Hey, want to thank Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty. She's helping bring these matches to you here. The Centerville Wrestling faithful here. The Big Reds. Now we're on our feet to start the second period. Neutral.
Just an update real quick. Landon Fenton at the end of the first period trails to Mason Hill of Cherokee, Washington by a score to 2-1, and we'll bring you that score. But our feature match is Matthew Lewis as he leads by a score of 9-3.
9-3, and it's 11-1.
They give the points to the wrong guy.
Matthew got a takedown, and they gave the points to the wrong kid, but it's 11-1, and he is dominating right now, folks. Matthew Lewis, once again, has an arm bar on the left-hand side, trying to work a half Nelson on the right. He worked that combination for 3 points in a near-fall situation at the end of the first period. Here we are in the second with a minute and 20 left in the second period, and Matthew Lewis is dominating his opponent, Keaton Zemet from Central DeWitt. He's got a butcher going. Going to try to lock a cradle up, Kevin. I think he's got his head too close to his knee, and Zemet in trouble trying to get a cradle locked up here for Matthew Lewis.
He's been riding tough on top. He's got trying to get that arm bar.
There's a stall call against Zemet. So Lewis doing all the work, and that will be a 1 point for Lewis to make the score 12-1. So stalling on Zemet from Central DeWitt. This 106-pounder has no answer for the big red fury that is Matthew Lewis here. Folks, if you're just joining us, this is 106-pound action from Wells Fargo Arena. This is live high school wrestling coverage of the 2018 State High School Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. Matthew Lewis from Centerville is on the mat in the second period with a 12-1 lead covering his opponent, and that is Keaton Zemet from Central DeWitt, and he has got him tied up right now with an arm bar on the left side, trying to work a chicken wing on the right. Now he gives up that arm bar and puts a half Nelson in on the left side. Half on the left.
And this DeWitt wrestler just doesn't have anything to bring to Matthew Lewis. Now Matthew Lewis on the back. It's going to be a pin.
Yeah, Matthew Lewis has got him stretched out now.
We're running out of time. He's going to get three. It's 15-1. One takedown. Tech fall.
So Matthew Lewis with a chance to advance here. I'm sure that he will start in the neutral position. It will be Zemet's choice, and Zemet is going to take. He's going to take up. Zemet did not want to. He did not want to be covered by Matthew Lewis again,
or didn't want to be on his feet.
Yeah,
he got taken down several times. Been turned a couple times.
And escape wins it for Matthew Lewis, folks. Matthew Lewis with a stand up here, get loose, and he will be advancing on the championship side for the Centerville Big Reds. He's got a 14-point lead. 15 points is a tech fall here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. You can hear all this live action also on the Thunderbolt app. Download that Thunderbolt app or just ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, give me some of that KIIC.
Hey, we've got Landon Fenton from PCM going in the third period. Still trails 2-1 to Mason Hill of Cherokee, Washington. He's got to find a way to turn him because he's on top here in the third period. As we begin, Lewis having a little trouble getting up and out of there. Zeman's got the legs in, not really doing anything with it,
well,
wasting some time.
I can see that Zeman could get a stall call here, which would be another point for Matthew Lewis, and that would end the match as well. So any points here for Matthew Lewis will end the match, and Zeman's going to try to...
Well, here, Matthew's just got to get his arm out, and he's going to get the reversal.
Yeah, he's going to at least get the escape. They're at the edge of the mat is the only thing.
Kind of facing each other. Lewis is in on the leg, trying to get the reversal. They go out of bounds. They're going to bring it back.
And he's not going to give him any points. Well, there's 50 seconds left in this match. 50 seconds left, and Matthew Lewis in control. It's a 15-1 score, a 14-point advantage for Centerville, the big red Matthew Lewis. Boy, folks, it is great to be back here at Wells Fargo, bringing you live high school wrestling coverage. These athletes have trained all year long. The year before that, the year before that, and the year before that. And here they are at Wells Fargo competing for their school, for their pride, and for their family. And here we got Matthew Lewis. He's got a good stand up here, Kevin. It looks like a good job dropping down there by Zemet and gets him back to the mat with 33 seconds to go.
Yeah, as I sit here and watch, it's like Zema just doesn't want to give up the tech fall. He's not really doing anything to try to turn him. And I'm sure Lewis is trying to get out, want to get out. And how good of a start would that be for the Centerville Big Reds?
Well, I tell you what,
15-1.
Keaton Zeman has a 41-1 mark coming into this match, a very sterling record. But he has just been dominated today by Matthew Lewis. And Matthew Lewis now, with 7 seconds to go, I could see him giving a stall call on Zeman right now and making this a tech fall. But they're just going to let the time run out, and Matthew Lewis will be advancing on the championship side for the Centerville Big Reds. Chalk one up for Centerville, Iowa. That is great. Hey, want to thank the folks at Eastern Iowa Tire. They say wrestle hard, plan hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone. And right now at Eastern Iowa Tire, you can get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. Join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciate event on March 16th in Centerville. And that match brought to you by Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville. Way to go, Matthew Lewis. The winner, 15-1.
All right, Landon Fenton actually tied his match up against Mason Hill of Cherokee, Washington, 3-3, but then got reversed and got put on his back right at the end of the match. He loses in the last 15 seconds by a score of 7-3. He's got to find a way to come back now, Joe, and win that second match so he can continue. That's one thing today. 50% of our wrestlers today will be done.
That is exactly right. And the ones that lose get a chance to go back. And I think we might have Russ Oker.
25% will be done today.
Is Russ Oker in the tunnel for us here?
Yeah, guys, I'm down here with Matthew Lewis, fresh off a big win. Matthew, we all thought that was going to be a close match. You had the third-ranked kid in the state. You totally dominated. Did you send a message to everybody else at 106?
I think I did. I just had to go out there with the mindset, score points, and dominate.
And so this, you've been through a lot of big matches in your career. How does this compare to anything you've done in the past?
Nothing different. Just got to go out there and score points.
All right, so what happens now? What's the rest of your day look like?
Keep my weight under control and then keep the mindset for tomorrow.
Is anything but first going to be good enough for you?
No.
All right, guys, Matthew Lewis, he's ready to go. He was on a mission. That was total domination.
I tell you, somebody else getting ready to go, and that's Nathal Genovana, and he is taking the mat right out here on the North Polk mat. He's going to be competing for the Big Reds again at 113 pounds, and I want to thank all the great folks at Sinclair Tractor, and they are our broadcast booth sponsors, and they've got Aldous Maniato and his crew down there in Centerville rooting on our man here, Nate Genovana. And Nate is on his feet going against Taylor Coliff from, what is the name of that school, Kevin? It's got about 14 initials, SHBCLUW.
I can't remember them all. There's too many acronyms in the sport of wrestling when it comes to the smaller schools.
Well, they've combined so many schools. But we'll just root for Nate against Taylor. He's on his feet. Match just underway here. It's 113-pounders, Class 2A. This is first-round action. Here's Koltoff in on a single leg against Genovana. Nice job there on sprawl by Genovana. Am I saying his name correctly?
Yeah, Giovanna.
Giovanna. All right.
We got Brock Beck on mat number 7 over here from Grinnell.
All right. We'll keep you updated on that one, folks. Brock Beck, he's also at 113 pounds going up against Kane Lunsman from Monticello. So that's a number 4 versus number 2 matchup there.
Giovanna gets a two-point takedown right here. You know, and the nice thing for Giovanna is he gets to wrestle with Matthew Lewis every day, and both of these guys are great technicians on their feet, and that's where they're comfortable. So wouldn't surprise me if Giovanna lets him up and maybe tries to take him down again, but now he's trying to work a bar and try to get him turned here.
He's got a real good deep waist ride in here with his left arm around the left side of the waist of Koltoff, and now Koltoff with a sit-out. Giovanna trying to chin him back, and he can't chin him back, but he keeps that arm contained, so he prevents that switch that Koltoff was trying to execute there. There's another sit-out switch by Koltoff. Nice job falling around by Giovanna. Now Giovanna with a little corkscrew ride in here, Kevin. Looks like he's just going to try to ride him out here for the final 20 seconds.
Well, he might give up the escape there. Got back in on the leg.
Yeah, and with 16 seconds to go, they're off the mat, out of bounds. So
Giovanna's had a good freshman campaign, battled some injuries there kind of early on, but 29-2 on the year for the freshman Giovanna. We got Brock Beck on that mat number 7 going against Kane Luntzman from Monticello, and that's another one of those matches, number 2 versus number 4. Beck's number 4, Luntzman from Monticello is number 2.
And Luntzman leads as they go to the second period by the score of 2-0. A takedown there for Luntzman against Beck from Grinnell.
The same thing that Giovanna's leading his opponent by a score of 2-0 going in the second period.
Good job with the takedown and the long ride there. Hey, want to thank Double D Repair. They're Southeast Albia. They're an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Take to them or they'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair for all your large and small equipment repairs at 777-6754. All right, we're just underway here with the second period for Giovanna from Centerville.
Been in some scramble situations here, but he's getting rode.
Giovanna in the down position. Tries to work a stand-up here now. Stand-up switch, and nice job there grabbing the trailing arm by Koltoff. Hey, folks, this is 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Action live on 96.7. Want to thank all of you for listening in here, tuning in for that classic country sound. You're going to get a day's worth of wrestling here, folks. We're going to bring it here from 9 till noon, Class 2A, and then we'll go to the 3A this afternoon and 1A this evening. Right now, we've got 113-pounders out there, and it's Nathal Giovanna from Centerville. He's a freshman, 29-2 on his freshman campaign, going up against Taylor Koltoff, and he is a sophomore with a 29-7 mark. We're on a restart with a minute 22 left in the second period. It is Koltoff covering Giovanna. Giovanna getting set now. He leads 2-0. So the Big Reds are ahead 2-0. They had a big win earlier with Matthew Lewis getting a win over the number 3 ranked wrestler in the state, Keaton Zemet from Central DeWitt.
Hey, we got a couple texts coming in on the text hotline. It's the greatest time of year, and I can't disagree. Greatest time of year, shock the world, go Big Blue.
Hey, here's a shocker, a sit-out switch, and getting around behind, and it will be 2 points for the reversal for Nathan Giovanna. All right, way to go, Nathaniel Giovanna. He gets the two-point reversal, makes the score 4-0, and he is riding right now a little bit high, Kevin, but he does have the two-point reversal and control. Reaching back, trying to grab his leg is Taylor Koltoff, and it's still Giovanna in control with the 4-0 lead and 42 ticks left on this second period clock, and we've got looks like a blood time out for Koltoff. So blood time, and let's have a little blood time music, folks. That's going to be a feature that we're going to bring you here live from Wells Fargo Arena. It is blood time out at 113 pounds, Class 2A first period action.
Got another text. Good luck, Aiden Reeves, from Aunt Stephanie and Uncle Bruce. So don't forget, text us on the text hotline at 641-799-1437, 799-1437.
We got to get a hold of Milligan and find out what button we need to push up here to get our blood timeout music.
Our blood music?
Yeah. Hey, folks, this is an amateur team up here. There are no paid professionals on the premises here for KIIC. It's a bunch of rank amateurs, but we are going to see it, and then we will say it. We aim to entertain and inform, and here we are on 96.7 on a blood timeout for the opponent for Nathaniel Giovanna, who leads 4-0.
Joe, we'll get that hot-blooded theme music coming shortly, okay?
Hey, that sounds good to me. That sounds real good. Hey, we're going to go back to live action now at 113 pounds. Giovanna from Centerville with 4-0 lead will be covering Taylor Koltoff on the restart. Looks like they got Koltoff's blood stopped from flowing, and he is on the mat. Underway here now, and it's a deep waist ride by Giovanna. And looks like he's just going to try to ride him out here, Kevin, for the last 30 seconds of this period.
Well, there's 15 seconds left. Yeah, I think, you know, going into the third period, it'd be a comfortable lead, 4-0. I believe it's going to be, it'll be his opponent's choice coming into the third.
We got a stall call against Gino Bonnet, and I think that's the right call. He was just hanging on there, doing a little bit too little. So that's a stall call against him with 3 seconds to go in the second period. He'll still lead 4-0 with that warning there for stalling. But next time, it's a point.
You can only stay on that hip for so long. You got to move side to side, get outside the side, show the official that you're trying to turn him, trying to do something, and he just rode that hip a little bit too long. Over here on mat number seven, Brock Beck is trailing 5-0 with 1:10 left here in the third period, trying to find a way to his next match. But like I said, he has a tough match. He's the number four ranked wrestler going against number two.
Absolutely. Well, Centerville's got a good lightweight showing up here. We got a looks like an escape here for Koltoff. So that'll be 4-1 the score now. The wrestlers are on their feet. Nice job there early on by Nathaniel Genobana getting in on a single leg and working that to a takedown in the first period. He got a reversal in the second. And here we are in the third period, off the mat, out of bounds, with 1:37 to go. Centerville's Nathaniel Genobana with a 3-point lead. He's been warned for stalling once. He's on his feet. Has a good low attack here. Very good low attack. Oh, now there's a headlock attempt by Genobana, and it failed and rolled right through it. And Koltoff gets the 2-point takedown, and very, very fortunate. No back points awarded.
Mat four.
Very fortunate. No back points awarded. So, hey, we're going to have Albia's Aiden Reeves on mat four. So
lots of action here early on with these lightweights. Yeah, Giovanna about got caught there and even almost give up some back points. 4-3 match, or 5-3, because his opponent let him up.
All right.
Koltoff.
All right. Well, you bring us the Centerville match, Kevin, and I will bring you Aiden Reeves with a takedown and an escape and another takedown. Boy, he scores in flurries, Aiden Reeves.
Well, hey, we got about 45 seconds left here. Giovanna's in on a nice single leg. He's got him cradled up. He's got the 2-point takedown to extend his lead to 7-3.
We'll leave it right there with you, Kevin, because that's the end of that match.
And he's going to possibly get back points here. He's trying to get him turned over. We got 38 seconds left. He's got him in a cradle. He's got one count, but he couldn't get the two. Oh, and he breaks the cradle, gives up the reversal. Now it's 7-5. Giovanna still leads by a score of 7-5. Could not get the back points.
Meanwhile, first period action at 120 pounds. Aiden Reeves leads by the score of 9-3. He's gotten a couple back points and some takedowns. Makes it now 11-3. He's putting on a takedown clinic against his opponent here at 120 pounds. And that's Keaton Wilson from Clarion Goldfield.
We got 12 seconds left here. Giovanna's down by two. Koltoff getting ready to cover. And the clock's ticking down here. Giovanna tries to get to his feet. Koltoff's got to try to turn him or let him go and take him down straight to his feet.
Well, there is a nice job there by Nathaniel Genobana. He does advance to the championship side. Congratulations, Centerville. You are 2-for-2, Big Reds, here on 96.7. That's a great win for Nathaniel Genobana. And now we are going to have a cradle locked up. And Aiden Reeves, he locks up the pin. And call that one for Aiden Reeves in 1:42. So Aiden Reeves, it took 1:42 to dispatch of his Clarion Goldfield opponent, Keaton Wilson. So Reeves advances. Hey, want to thank all of our great sponsors. That action was so fast and furious. But we are going to have, I believe, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont's Tyler Landgrebe out on the next available mat.
Well, I tell you what, Reeves, it looked like that kid didn't even want to be on the mat with him.
No, you know? Aiden
has really stepped up his game. He's been impressive to watch all year, tougher than nails on his feet, and he finally just said, you know what, it's time to get this match over.
And we're looking for match number 2020, and that is going to be our main man, Tyler Landgrebe. Want to shout out to his dad and his grandfather, Steve and Stevie. Great guys there. Wrestling tradition.
Hey, guys.
EBF Rockets. Yeah, and we got, I think we got Aiden on the mic. Go ahead.
Yeah, Aiden Reeves here. Aiden, come out on your offense real quick. Got a first period win. Walk us through your match there.
I went out there and I felt like I'd get my hands on him quick and, you know, get my snaps going fast. And I was feeling good, and, you know, working in the front head a lot. So had him on his back there for a little bit, but I felt like I wanted to get some more working on my feet, you know, get comfortable out here, you know, got to get that first match out of the way, so.
What's in store for the rest of the day for you now?
Probably go back, go to sleep, not used to getting up this early in wrestling, so it's our first year being a morning session, so go back, get some rest, and maybe come back, get a workout in tonight, and on to tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Aiden. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations. Thanks very much, Aiden Reeves. And that match brought to you by the fine folks at Tharp Funeral Home. They're proud to support Albia Athletics. When you have a loss in the family, let Richard or Cody at Tharp Funeral Home help you with all the planning. And I think, Travis, your mic might still be live, and we are picking up that.
Hey, guys, I'm down here in the tunnel with Nathaniel Genabagna, who just came off the mat. We'll get a word with him. Tough match there. What about that opponent gave you trouble? You got the win, but I think it was a bit of a struggle for you. What gave you trouble?
I just didn't feel like myself there. I could have gone in my attacks better and could have kept my feet moving. I knew I was better than him. I just didn't perform at my best in that match.
Well, you're just a freshman, so you look up here at this arena. Talk to me about stepping out here and wrestling for the first time at the Well.
Yeah, my first high school state. And I had butterflies in my stomach. Yeah, I was trying to get that out of my first match. Yeah, I'll be better in the second one.
All right, man. Congratulations. Great job. Nathaniel Genabagna moves on in the winner's bracket. Guys, back to you.
Hey, thank you very much, Russ. What a great interview. And I don't think I'm going to complain about the performance by that big red wrestler. He brought it to the mat and got the big red W. So way to go, Nathaniel Genabagna. We are right now awaiting Tyler Landgrebe from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He's going to be going up against number 3, Drake Doolittle from Webster City. He's a junior with a 41-3 record.
Well, we've got Devon Goring right now on the mat from Davis County on mat number 3. If you want to bring us out, I think we may have missed in all the action between Giovanna and Reeves. I think we may have missed Landgrebe. I'm going to get the updates here and see where we're at with him.
Well, here we are with Davin Goring. He is on mat 3, and looks like he trails in that one by the score of 1-0. Yep, that would be accurate. 1-0. It is second period with a minute and a half to go. And I'm wrong on that score. It's a 7 on that.
7-0.
7-0.
And, hey, we got to apologize. We missed Landgrebe's match. He had the number 3 ranked wrestler, Drake Doolittle from Webster City. And Landgrebe went down by fall in a minute 20.
Okay, Tyler Landgrebe will be on the consolation side. Tyler Landgrebe, it happened pretty quick there, just 81 seconds into that match. We were looking for it on the big board while we were covering Centerville and Albia, and apologies go out to the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. But your wrestler, Tyler Landgrebe, we will bring you his match on the consolation side. Here in about an hour, I suppose, we'll have these consolation matches, Kevin. Right now, we've got Davin Goring from Davis County, and he's in a little bit of trouble, trailing 7-0, and his opponent is rolling up some back points on him right now. And that's Jason Schropp from Williamsburg, and we saw a lot of Jason Schropp from Williamsburg when we were up there at their sectional, and he did win the district as well. So Goring gives up the 3-point near fall, and here we are in the second period. He trails 10-0.
And, guys, you got Caden Kozrich up on mat 6 now.
All right, we got Caden Kozrich on mat 6. That's just underway first period action. So you can bring us the big reds, Kevin, and I'll bring the Davis County Mustangs right here in front of us.
Yep, we got Caden just starting off.
No score.
He's wrestling Chase Shirk of PCM. I'm sure they may have met some point in the year, at least been in the same tournaments as close as that are. So we got, Centerville versus PCM first match, 126, Caden Kozrich, ranked number 5th, 39-5 on the year, versus Chase Shirk, PCM, a senior, 29-10 campaign. 0-0 score, 1 minute into the match.
We've got an injury timeout here for Davin Goring. He does trail by the margin of 10-0, and it's blood timeout for his opponent here at 126 pounds.
Hey, Caden Kozrich has already been on a couple good shots, and referee Bob Donnelly's already warned Chase Shirk for stalling, so early on in the first period, already a stall call. No points awarded yet. Next one will be a point.
Yeah, that's a Southern Iowa officiating team down there. Bob and
Mark Halverson.
Mark Halverson. He's from Centerville, I do believe.
Yes, he is.
But he's
Bob
the
from Mount Pleasant.
Halverson is the off ref on this particular match, and it's Donnelly's match to call. And blood timeout is over here. Williamsburg back on the mat,
to start the third period, 10-0.
That is one thing up here at State Tournament. There are 16 officials on the mat, so you have a head official and you have an assistant official on every mat just to make sure that every call should be called the way that it is, where you normally don't see that during the season in dual meets.
Absolutely, and these guys are underpaid and hardworking. Hey, Centerville fans, Sheraton fans, we're going to bring you all this high school grappling action. We've got Gabe Ripke from Sheraton, number four, coming up here in just a minute. Right now, we've got Davin Gehring from Davis County on the mat, as well as Centerville's Kozlerich.
Kozlerich just begins the second period, and it was his choice, and he chose down 0-0 at the end of the first. So, you know, we got to find a way to get up and get a score here. This first round's always big, Joe.
Yeah. They want to score some points for their team and advance.
Kozlerich finally gets out and gets the one, but it's just one of those days where it's tough. It's tough. You lose, and you got to come right back and wrestle, and everything is on the line because you lose again, you're done.
Yeah, right now Davin Gehring is trailing. He gets reversed by his Williamsburg opponent, and that will make the score 12-0 for Schropp from Williamsburg. Schropp in control at 126 pounds over Gehring from Davis County. Gehring from Davis County now on the mat. He's getting flattened out by the deep waist ride of Schropp from Williamsburg. Now Schropp trying to work a tilt. It's third period action with 30 seconds to go here at 126 pounds. And it will be Jalen Schropp very much in control of this one. 12-0 against Davin Gehring from Davis County. Gehring just a junior, huh? I like what I've seen out of him, his aggressiveness on his feet. Problem is, he hasn't been able to be on his feet very much in this match. Got taken down early, and he is kind of getting manhandled from the bottom. We got a potentially dangerous. We'll reset it with 19 seconds to go
in the
match.
In the Kozlerich match, a lot of hand fighting going on, nobody really doing anything. And then Caden hit a nice duck under, immediately gets the two-point takedown with about 45 seconds left. They just go out of bounds. He leads by a score of 3-0. We have 24 seconds left as they come back. Shirk's going to go down. Kozlerich's got to find a way to maybe ride him out, find a way to get a quick tilt, add to his lead. But Kozlerich from Centerville leads Shirk, but from PCM by a score of 3-0.
Davin Gehring will go down to a 15-0 Tech Fall defeat after a three-point near fall. So Gehring will work on the consolation side for the Davis County Mustangs. I want to thank fine folks that helped bring you these broadcasts, including Copeland Auto Body, American Family Insurance with Phil Griffin's agency, and Belzer Equipment. Right now, we're a little break in the action, 30 seconds to go in the second period at 126 pounds. It is Caden Kozlerich from Centerville out there on the mat. And momentarily, I think the next mat up, it'll be Gabe Ripke from Sheraton. He'll be taking on Max Babcock from New Hampton. He's a 44-9 junior. Ripke, senior, ranked number 4, 29-3 on his senior campaign.
So here, update on the Kozlerich match. End of the second period, they started the third period. Shirk got his choice. Shirk goes down. Kozlerich has been riding tough. He still maintains that 3-0 lead with a minute 40 left, but Shirk gets to his feet, tries to break the hands. Kozlerich does a nice job of staying in position and takes him back down to the mat. No points awarded.
Hey, want to thank Morton Buildings bring you the Gabe Ripke match. A strong building starts with a strong foundation. Visit MortonBuildings.com to find out about their exclusive Morton Foundation system, which uses concrete for the strongest building yet. Morton Buildings, standing the test of time. All right, Gabe Ripke from Sheraton will be taking the mat momentarily.
Kozlerich trying to get a bar in. He's got him broke down a little bit. But I'm like you. He needs to get off that hip. Otherwise, Donnelly may call him for stall too. He's been riding the hip a little bit. But he does have the bar in, trying to find a way to turn him. But, you know, that's a kind of a judgmental call, whatever that official wants to do.
We'll leave it right there with you, Kevin, as Gabe Ripke takes the mat at 132 pounds.
47 seconds left here in this match. Shirk not doing a whole lot, trying to get to his feet right now. They go out of bounds. Good job by Kozlerich.
Kelly try by Gabe Ripke goes off the mat. With 24 seconds gone in the first period, they'll reset it. Wrestlers on their feet at 132. Sheraton's Gabe Ripke, no score.
Kozlerich gets a caution. Oh, actually, Shirk gets a caution. Started a little bit too early. 43 seconds left the match. 3-0 lead by Kozarich. That would potentially give Centerville their third consecutive win here at these lightweights, and they have one wrestler left in this tournament, Tiger Terpstra, at 145 pounds.
Nice little single leg in here by Gabe Ripke. He switches to a double, gets his head to the outside, and gets behind and gets control of his opponent, and will have the two-point takedown, now trying to work a tilt and get some back points. And he's going to get two out of that. No three. A three-point near fall. 5-0. Ripke on top for Sheraton.
29 seconds left. They keep going out of bounds, coming back and resetting. Shirk trying to get away. Kozarich does a nice job breaking him down. Still leads by a score of 3-0.
And Gabe Ripke not giving up the T-bar, and he's working a tilt, gets another two-point near fall that time, 2 points, so it's 7-0, and there is a minute and 20 gone in the first period here at 32 pounds, and Gabe Ripke is in control.
We got about 8 seconds left, and Kozarich finally just lets Shirt go as he come to his feet. He gets the one. 3 seconds left. Kozarich leads 3-0. He can just back up. He has had no stalling warnings against him, and that's what he does, and time is going to run out.
Kozarich wins. Centerville 3-for-3, folks.
3-for-3.
How about those Centerville Big Reds? They are 3-for-3 here at the lightweights, and we will bring you Gabe Ripke now. He leads 7-0. A couple tilt near falls yielded him 5 points after a nifty single to double takedown in the first period. And the first period concludes, and there's your score, 7-0. Ripke with the choice, and he takes down. Does not defer. He takes down. He wants to make something happen. Hey, folks, want to thank the fine people at Sheraton Vision Center. Sheraton Vision can help you catch issues with your eyes way before they can become a problem. So don't wait until it's too late. Schedule an appointment with Sheraton Vision Center today. That is mylocalvisioncenter.com for Sheraton Vision Center. All right. Whistle start here. It's a stand-up for Gabe Ripke. Gets taken back down to the mat. Now tries a sit-out switch. Reaches around. Gets that leg. Nice job there with hand control by his opponent, Gabe Ripke. Still on the bottom, 15 seconds into this second period. Ripke with the 7-0 lead. Folks, you're listening to the live Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC here at Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran. We've got Russ Oker down on the mic and Travis Zappel down on the mic in the tunnels just off the mats. We're going to bring you all kinds of live interviews. I assume that the Morton Building's mat side mic, Russ Oker, will have Kozarich with us in just a moment. But right now it is Gabe Ripke trying to get out and extend his 7-0 lead here in the second period at 132 pounds. And he does get out, and he gets around, and it's a two-point reversal. He didn't back up when he got loose. He just kept on the contact, kept arm control, and just ducked under and went behind. And it was kind of like a stand-up duck under right there.
Well, Ripke, a fourth-place finisher last year at 126 pounds, now at 132. He's a senior. He's got to be one of those kids that, I'm on a mission. This is it for me. There's no coming back. And I'm sure he's going to want to do better. But looking at his side of the bracket, things are looking pretty good on his side. He's dominating this first match. Already got a major decision under new head coach this year, Jamie Cochran.
Jamie Cochran, cousin of old coach Kevin Cochran up here in the booth with us. And right now, working hard on top with a 9-0 lead, it is Gabe Ripke at 132 pounds. And he's really handled Max Babcock from New Hampton here in this match, Kevin. Really in control the whole entire way. Got that takedown, a nifty single to double takedown. Worked a tilt for a couple of near-fall combinations, 5 more points, and then the reversal here in the second period. And he's riding tough right now with 20 seconds to go. It is all Gabe Ripke here at 132 pounds in the first period. Now Ripke tries to work a cross-body right in here. Nice job kicking out of that by Babcock. Babcock now trying to work a stand-up with 8 seconds left in the period. And a stand-up switch, a nifty one by Babcock, and he is out. There's still contact for Ripke. And there is a one-point escape that they award at the conclusion of the period. That was going to be a one-point escape for quite a while. The official just waiting to see if it was going to be a two-point reversal or a one-point escape. It's the escape. First point for Babcock from New Hampton.
Hey, guys, as they get set to start the second period, I do have Caden Kozarich down here in the tunnel. We'll get him real quick. Caden, you have the experience from last year. How did it differ this year?
I just know how to go out there and wrestle my match. Wrestle how I've been wrestling all year, and I knew I'd be fine.
Last year, a seventh place finish for you. I'm guessing you got your eye on the finals this year.
Oh, yeah. I plan on got that first run out of the way. Now I need to go dominate the rest of my competition.
So what do you do the rest of the day today? You don't wrestle again until tomorrow?
Probably go back to the hotel and then come back and work out. Just, I don't know, go do something fun for the rest of the day.
All right, well, you've earned it, buddy. Go have some fun. Caden Kozrich, a winner 3-1 in his first match. Back to Rupke on mat 4.
All right, Rupke on mat 4 will be in the down position to start this third period. He is being covered by New Hampton's Max Babcock. Babcock in there with a deep waist ride. Switches it to a little corkscrew ride back through the in between the legs. He's got the arm barred on the left and the corkscrew on the right. And it's just all Gabe Rupke here. He leads by 8 points, 9-1 with a minute and 1 second to go. Now a sit out here by Rupke. Very nice job here by Rupke, staying inside of his body. And looks like we're going to have Colby Toole in the next mat up for Prairie City Monroe.
He'll be on mat number 6 right next to Rupke.
All right, here we go. Final 10 or 40 ticks. Oh, a nice roll through there by Rupke, and a tilt almost applied on that deep waist ride by Babcock. Babcock nearly caught a couple of points of near fall there, but it was too fast going through to get that tilt near fall. So Babcock, with 20 seconds to go, he's going to need to try something a little bit more physical than a tilt if he's going to come out of this match the winner. It's going to be Rupke with 8 seconds to go. He leads by 8-9-1. So congratulations, Gabe Rupke. You advance at 132 pounds by the score of 9-1. And we got Toole right there on the mat for Prairie City Monroe. Colby Toole,
only a freshman, 32-4 on his 32-8. He's wrestling against Matthew Doyle of Independence, a sophomore, 40-9 on the year, the number 8 ranked wrestler. And I know his dad is the head coach of Independence, Matt Doyle. It's been a long tradition there at Independence.
That match is scoreless. 45 seconds gone. And with the next mat coming out, I believe we're going to have Tiger Terpster from Centerville against Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield Dows. That's going to be a 145-pound match. Going to be brought to you by the fine folks that bring you the electricity at Sheraton Valley Electric. They've been providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through the Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hey, Joe, I got Gabe Rupke here.
All right, here we go.
Gabe,
got the
big opening first round for you to come out 9-1 victory. Walk us through that match.
I went out there. I knew I'd get the job done. Get prepared for my next match. My warm-up match.
What was working for you in that match?
Tie waist on top, take him down, ride him. Easy stuff.
Okay, well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow and wrestle tomorrow, and what are you going to do to prepare yourself for tomorrow?
Work hard tonight, get a good drill in, get better on my feet, work my tight waist, let's get business done.
Okay, there you go, guys. Gabe Rupke, Centerville, or Sheraton.
There we go. Way to go, Gabe. And Travis, you've still got him down our time. A real nice job taking what was available there in that first period. Got in there nice on that single leg and switched off to a double, just textbook. And it's hard to do that against a real good wrestler, and that's what he's got up here. So very, very good performance by Gabe Rupke from Sheraton. And we've got still no score in the second period. The wrestlers started on their feet in the first period. We're going to go to the second here. And this is Prairie City Monroe's Colby Toole.
He's going to choose down. Doyle's going to cover him as they start the second period.
A little hesitation there by the official, and he is going to call a warning against Toole for violating the whistle. So jumping the whistle a little bit there for PCM's Colby Toole.
I thought he said, hey, that's my...
That's what it looked like to me, but then he held his hand up with red band on it. Nice sit out here by Toole. So, ooh, a sit out roll, and then tries a tilt and gets off the mat, and they're going to ask, yes, a 1 point escape for Colby Toole, and that's big.
That's a good
to get that escape there. Nope, they go back to the mat, and he didn't give him the escape, Kevin.
Did I not see him signal it, Joe? I swear, he just signaled escape.
He signaled to himself that the whistle violation was on his own, but there's a stand-up run out by Colby Toole, and he does get that first first point on the escape here. 1-0 the score at 138 pounds. It is Prairie City Monroe's Colby Toole. Hey, want to thank the fine folks at Bluff Creek Archery. When you're in the field or in your tree stand and you don't want to be thinking about anything about what you're aiming at, Hoyt builds their bow so that you have a winning experience every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Yeah, we talked earlier before you got here, Joe, about Centerville having four wrestlers. PCM has four wrestlers, and they're all kind of highly ranked. And so it's potential that, you know, these teams can finish in top 10, maybe top 5, depending on how things go. And, you know, the future looks bright for both these schools. A lot of young kids. Toole, only a freshman, wrestling 138 pounds here at state tournament. That's quite an accomplishment.
Very much an accomplishment. And in a tough part of the state to wrestle in, you get the cream of the crop from the east, the north, the south, and the west up there at Prairie City Monroe. Very good program, good facilities up there at Prairie City.
Well, he's leading by 1-0, just the escape so far.
And, oh, there's a duck under right there, and he's going to get taken down. Up, oh, yep, there's a two-point takedown.
Good double leg by Doyle.
Yep, Doyle from Independence gets that double leg. Just a nice little duck under there. And
duck under, covers both legs, actually pick Toole up, take him to the mat, go out of bounds. They're going to come back and regroup.
48 seconds to go. I don't think Doyle can hold Toole, and he can't. Toole's up.
Well, he's almost out.
There's a side roll, and Toole almost gets... Now, Toole's got Doyle just a little bit high. With 29 seconds to go, Doyle tries to put his legs in, and a nice job there by Toole trying to come out the back. Oh, man, if he had 50 seconds instead of 30 seconds, I think this could be a big move for Toole. Toole might get a defensive pin here. Toole has... And there is. There's a chance here for a defensive pin. Toole trying to come out the back, and it is Doyle trying to hang on for dear life with 15 seconds to go. And now it will be back to a neutral position. Quite a scramble there, Kevin.
Yeah, Doyle did a nice job of staying tight to his hips and keeping him covered because Toole was in position. If he comes around and maybe grabs the head, Doyle was in trouble.
That's right. Got a good one coming for you, folks. Crescent Orient Maxburg's Mitchell Swank. He's a senior, 40-7, going up against Colton Vest from South Tim County. That's the number 3 against number 7 matchup. We'll bring you highlights of that one. And next match after that will be Tiger Terpstra from Centerville trying to climb through on the winner's side. He's got Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield, the number 2-ranked wrestler at 145 pounds. That'll be just a couple of matches away for you. I think next mat up.
If I can figure out how to work this iPhone like everybody else can, I'll read some of these text hotline coming through here.
Third period starting. Toole from PCM will be covering Doyle from Independence. Doyle.
We got thanks for listening, or thanks for the excellent coverage. Listening loud from Centerville, Brett Mihalovich.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that texts in on that text line, 641-799-1437. That also happens to be Jason Summers' personal cell phone. So if you ladies wanted to send something nice for Jason, that'd be who would get it.
All the
641-799-1437.
All the Tri-County workers checking in. Go Rockets. Good luck to Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa, the coaching staff.
All right, Tiger Terpstra are going to take them out here in just a second. He'll be the next mat up, and I believe, yeah, we're going to have him over here on mat number 3. Mat 3 is Tiger Terpstra, 145 pounds. Going up against Tanner Abbas, Clarion Goldfield Dows. It's number 2, Abbas, against Tiger Terpstra from Centerville.
One more, go Rockets. Good luck to all the SCC teams. Thanks to KIIC for the coverage of the area athletes from Ed Glenn of Eddyville.
All right. Hey, want to thank the Friends of Albia Schools. If you're considering open enrolling your student for next year, put Albia Schools at the top of your list. Their academics are second to none. They offer college partnerships with Indian Hills Community College, coding courses, reading recovery, and strong special ed programs. March 1st is the open enrollment deadline. Pick up your form now at the Albia High School office on Washington.
Hey, we got a 3-3 tie here with Toole. 25 seconds left. Toole's on top. Doyle's on the bottom. We got to find a way to try to ride him out here in the 20 seconds, take it in overtime, get a takedown. Just cannot let Doyle get the escape here. 13 seconds left and counting. Stalemate. maybe it's just me. I don't agree with some of these calls this official made. Tool was getting ready to put him in a cradle, and he called stalemate.
Yeah, and it's still 3-1, and Tool's, or excuse me, it's 3-3.
3-3. We're looking at possible overtime if he can keep him down here for the next 12 seconds.
There's a stand-up by Independence, and he gets out with 5 seconds to go.
And they go out of bounds. They're coming back to the center. Tool needs to find a way to get a takedown here with 5 seconds left. And Norton, this is what you normally see. Back up, back up.
Well, we've got no score at 145 pounds. And, hey, speaking of Tools, I'm going to turn it over to Travis here for just a second and rest these vocal cords for a minute for you folks. Hey, you are listening to the live Iowa High School Wrestling, the 2018 championships at Wells Fargo Arena. And we are live on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Hey. And the Thunderbolt app. You can catch us there.
We're going to bring you live right now to mat number 3, Tiger Terpstra versus Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield Dows, number 2 ranked wrestler on the year. 0-0 score with 45 seconds left in the first period here. Terpstra, a senior, 32-8. His first trip here to Wells Fargo Arena. What an accomplishment. But we're not going to settle for... unless we get on that stand. And Abbas does a nice job on a double leg, takes Tiger down, now leads by a score to 2-0 with about 23 seconds left here in the first period.
Well, I look for Terpster, though, to join his teammates here and getting a win here in this first round.
You know, that's got to be a good momentum builder for you. You know, the three guys ahead of you have all won, and it's got to motivate you. It's got to pump you up a little bit. He knows he's got a tough opponent here in Abbas. Abbas placed fourth here last year. You know, like I said, so he already has the experience of being here. Tiger's first time being here, which sometimes doesn't really matter. Sometimes it does. You don't know what's kind of going through that wrestler's head sometimes. But as far as you want to talk mentally tough, there's not too many kids in this entire building that are as mentally tough as Tiger Terpstra.
And Tiger's a seasoned veteran here, too. I mean, you know, not so much here at the state tournament, but he's got a lot of matches and done a lot of wrestling in his career, so.
Hey, here's a good one here from the text line. Listening live from New York. You guys are doing a great job, as always. Gail W., thanks, Gail, for listening in. We appreciate it. We're going to bring you all this live coverage, 2A and then Class 3A and then Class 1A, all day long here at KIIC.
Well, it's great to be back up here again, Kevin. There's a lot of good high-quality wrestling we're going to see here in the next 3 days.
Well, Tiger got the we start the second period on their feet. It's 2-1 score. Boy, sometimes you just look down and try to look at that text line. You look up and there's scores happening.
Yeah.
But 2-1, they're on their feet, on the edge of the mat, kind of in a tie. Tiger actually doing a good job moving his feet, staying fluent. Abbas trying to get in on a shot, nothing. Gets in on a leg now, but they're on the edge of the mat. Terpstra does a nice job of kind of hip-tossing him out to not get taken down. Come back to the center mat, still 2-1.
Minute 15 to go in the second period.
We'll probably take a brief break at the conclusion of the Terpstra match. So we'll take it back to the station at the end of this match, take a little break, and we'll come back, and we got some more live action from 160 all the way to heavyweight. Abbas there gets on a nice kind of a far side carry, gets the takedown again on Terpstra. Now Abbas leads by a score of 4-1.
Terpstra trying to work up to his base here, though. Abbas is just going to cut him.
He cuts him. 4-2 now. That's the nice thing here. You know what? Abbas had 2 takedowns. If Terpstra just gets one, it's all of a sudden back to a tie score.
Yeah, and lots of time left here, too. 30 seconds left in the second period. Now Abbas in on a quick double leg. Gets a 2-point takedown. 6-2 now. Tiger Terpstra, Centerville, Trails. Tanner Abbas, Clarion Goldfield, Dowles. 20 seconds left to go in the second period. Been a pretty successful morning for Southern Iowa and Southern Iowa wrestling all over this morning, Kevin.
Yeah, it really has. You know, we've had a lot of exciting matches, matches that were, you know, the Lewis match 2-3,
oh, wow.
And he wins by a score of 15-1. You know, Gabe Rupke gets a major decision on his kid. Aiden Reeves just a takedown clinic and then says, hey, I'm going to pin you. You know, it has been exciting. And we still got a lot of weights left to go. We're only about halfway through this first period, or first half of Class 2A.
Terpstra tries to get a stand up here, but Avis drops down on the legs and returns him back to the mat as the second period is going to come to a close. 6-2, your score. Tanner Avis, Clarion Goldfield out in front of Tiger Terpstra, Centerville.
I couldn't quite get that escape there, and it would have been nice to get that third point. Only be trailing 6-3 going into the third, but it's 6-2 here, and Abbas decides to go down, so Tiger's going to ride him. Abbas up to his feet, getting ready to turn in, gets the escape. 7-2. Abbas back in on a single leg. Ooh, and gets the takedown to extend his lead by a score of 9-2. Terpstra needs to find a way to come up and get out again. Abbas has been doing a nice job on kind of controlling the takedowns of this match. Got in on some nice low singles, outside singles, and a couple double legs, so he's mixed it up very well. We're on the edge of the mat here. We just kind of need to get out and regroup, restart. And that's what we do.
Abbas is going to choose to let him up here. We're going to start back in the neutral position. Tiger going to get a point for an escape. 9-3, your score now.
Where's the other thing, too? Clarion Goldfield's going to be in position for a possible team title. They're going to be one of the top three, top four teams. And I'm sure their coach is thinking, all right, we're ahead by seven. Let's go ahead and try to find a way to get a takedown and get the major to give us some more team points. Because at this level, anything in addition that you can get is a benefit.
Yep, and there's the takedown now. 11-3.
And here he goes again. So
cut him. 11-4.
We got 1 minute left.
Tiger Terps are trailing. Tanner Abbas. Abbas in on a double leg now.
Yeah, I don't know. Tiger's just a little bit flat-footed there, kind of. He needs to find a way to get out of this. Otherwise, he's going to find himself behind. There's the two-point takedown, 13-4. And he's got a turkey and trying to maybe get him turned and get some back points here. And he is. He's counting. There's still plenty of time left on the clock. And he's going to get the pin. 32 seconds left there in the third period. Terpstra gets pinned by Abbas from Clarion Goldfield. Now here's where it becomes important is what is his mindset when he walks in that tunnel and knows that, hey, I got to wrestle again in 45 minutes, and at this point, it's do or die.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm not for sure who won that match that he's going to be faced with, but the number 3 and number 7 ranked kid, Michael Swank and Colton Vest, on the bracket above him. So he's going to have to get reset here, and like you said, what mindset's he going to bring, knowing that he's going to have to take on a top 10 opponent in the state.
Yep, so we're going to take a break in the action. We're going to send it back to the studio for a commercial break, and we'll come back. We'd have nobody at 152, but we'll be bringing the action back at 160 here at KIIC.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair. 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted. But no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.